Welcome to episode 52 of Can True Love Withstand the Test? In the last episode, Zama tells the girls that she told her new boyfriend her HIV status.
Hey, Claire, come in. Zama just got here too.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Good news, good news. We've got a radio interview with our first 2010 ambassador.
Who is it?
Yeah, who is he?
Jarvis.
Can't believe it. He's not only famous, but he's so gorgeous.
He is incredibly hot. Sandra, you do know that Paul will be with us, right? So please, you guys must just put your differences aside at the studio, okay?
Welcome, Africa, to the first edition of the 2010 Ambassadors Show, the show that will bring you positive role models from all over Africa to share their experiences and views on how we can make a better Africa for the youths and tomorrow's leaders. With me are my co-hosts, Zama, Sandra, and Paul.
Hi, I'm Sandra, and our first guest is the one and only, Jarvis!
Hey, Jarvis!
Hello, Africa.
I just have to ask, Jarvis, you're one of the biggest African soccer stars. How did you overcome obstacles to get to where you are?
Well, Paul, you know, it's like anything in life, eh? There'll always be, what do you call it, obstacles, you know, but you have to stay focused. Eh? Like the coach says, stay focused, true and faithful to your dreams. And, hey, you know, I never give up. It's like being in love, you know. When you love something or you love someone, you must be faithful. You must be focused and true. And hey, what can I say? Eh? Soccer is one of the things that I love, so I follow that principle, you know?
That's deep. You just taught me something there.
I think I'm going to throw up.
Well, I think he just taught us all something.
So, tell me, Jarvis, are you a one-lady man? Oh, right. I'm out of here. I just can't stand this whole male hypocrisy.
Imagine a world where people are committed and faithful to the people they love. It's possible, and it begins with you.